Ballerinas community. I'm your host, Georgia Dostal, and welcome to the Balanced Ballerinas podcast. Join me on this journey where we explore mindset, self-development, the transformative power of movement. We delve into nutrition, small business insights, goal setting, and of course, the profound impact of ballet, all while seeking that crucial balance within this beautiful art form. In each episode, you'll get an exclusive peek behind the curtain of my life, managing two thriving businesses, GC Dance for school-aged students and Balanced Ballerinas catering to the adult ballet community. I'd love you to tune in as I bring you conversations with incredible guests, aiming to inspire you to find that delicate balance between grit and grace, embracing the enchantment that I truly believe a regular ballet practice can bring to our daily lives. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Balanced Ballerinas Academy, offering in-person adult ballet classes and online courses. I'd love you to check out the show notes for links to join our beautiful, truly beautiful community, or visit balancedballerinas.com for more information. Today we have a solo episode and I am very excited because I have new podcasting equipment. Now, this is exciting for a couple of reasons. I bought the first lot of podcasting equipment back in, I think it was 2017. Now, back then, podcasting was not what it is today and I had a very basic setup. It was pretty much what all the people who were podcasting used to use back in the day. And it was a really simple setup. I think I'm probably going to miss it slightly, but once I get this down packed with my new fancy equipment, I will love this. But at the moment, I will admit it has been quite the headache to wrap my head around some new technology. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but I know that if I just fiddle around and I get going, I will get there. So first and foremost, I wanted to apologize in case there's some weird sounds or the sound is not, you know, really spot on or quite right. I'm not going to give you a long episode today because I do want to give myself that grace and space to upload this, see what it sounds like, and see what I need to improve in regards to the sound quality or levels. It's a bit of a setup now, and I bought like a really simple system. Yeah. So the podcasting systems that are out these days are very fancy. I've got this like little deck in front of me. It's got all these cool colors. It's called a Rodecaster Duo, just to give you a bit of the behind the scenes. I have a microphone that's attached now to an arm. I've never had that. So I've always had to hold my own mic up because I never bothered in like 4 years of podcasting to buy a mic stand. So I'm sitting here kind of not really sure what to do with my hands, but yes, that's pretty funny. But I want to get into today's episode. We are talking about injury today. It is something that always comes up whenever I put a little question box about topics. And speaking of topics, I'm feeling really inspired with my new podcasting equipment. And once I get it going, I will be probably even more inspired. But I have been putting up every now and then a little question box for people to sort of give me some questions and ideas for the podcast. And lately, I have been writing down every single one of them. So thank you so much if you've ever contributed to any of those. I write down every single request. And stay tuned over the next few weeks because your topic might just pop up. Okay, let's get into today's episode. So we're talking today about a graceful comeback, really navigating the return to the dance studio after injury. Returning to the dance studio really is a journey that requires both physical and mental rehabilitation. And as a ballet teacher and entrepreneur, I fully understand the importance of a smooth comeback. So in today's episode, we're going to really explore just some key steps that I think will really help you reclaim your confidence in the studio. Just with a little grace. So let's get stuck straight into it. Number one is to listen to your body. And the first step in the rehabilitation process is to really tune into your body's signals. As someone that's deeply involved in ballet, you know the intricate balance between pushing boundaries and respecting your body's limits. It is so important to pay attention to how your body responds during each movement and adjust accordingly. I think sometimes dancers are really worried about adjusting the movements and thinking, oh, the teacher might think that I'm slacking off, or the teacher might think that I maybe don't like her curry and I'm changing it. We don't think that at all. And the reason we don't is because you're going to do one thing for me. You are going to make sure that you mention to your teacher before you enter that studio, or upon entering, if she's already in there, he's already in there, you're going to tell them what's going on. We don't need like a full history. Yeah. We just need a quick, hey, I've been away for 2 weeks. I kind of pulled, you know, a muscle, blah, blah, blah. So if I change something or I, you know, modify, that's what's going on. Boom. That's all you need to do. Yeah. We might have a few follow-up questions, and we'll definitely then, you know, keep an eye on you in class. And I often find when my students say this to me, I will be the one walking around the room going, should you be doing that? Or take it easy. Yeah. So never think that we think as the teachers that you're slacking off if you're modifying. And that is super duper important. Okay. Now, number two, work with professionals. So this is really important. I'd love you to consult with your healthcare professionals, your physios, your dance instructors, really who specialize in injury recovery. They can provide tailored guidance to ensure a safe and effective rehabilitation plan. It's really important to not just go it alone. Like, really collaborate with your team of professionals to create a customized program that really aligns with your ballet goals. Now, I am going to say that I know that this can be an expensive route, but trust me, the body is forever. And instead of buying maybe that new dress or going out for a lavish dinner that weekend, I would be investing in my healthcare first. So, so, so important. Now, in regards to work with professionals, I'm not actually talking about your dance teachers, yes? I'm talking about a dance teacher that specializes in injury recovery. Now, a beautiful example of this might be, for example, on the Gold Coast here, Sarah Kiley, who does our pre-point assessments here at the studio for me. She is also a dear friend and a, how many times? I think she's been on the podcast twice now. And she is a dance, well, was a dance teacher, danced a lot as a child growing up, but she specializes in body conditioning and physiotherapy. And so she would be fabulous to help you through and to customize a program with your injury recovery. So that's what I'm talking about when I say work with professionals. I think sometimes ballet teachers are expected to know the ins and outs of physiotherapy and rehab, and we actually don't. We're ballet teachers. We specialize in portabra. Yes, we specialize in allegro and pointed toes and, you know, all the things. That's what we study. Yes, there are definitely some incredible ballet and dance teachers out there who are both a physiotherapist and a dance teacher. Yes, and that's awesome. And I love that for them. I wish that was me. I wish I had the time to do a physiotherapy degree, but I don't. So I do the best that I can. And I also stay in my lane. And I specialize in my chosen field of classical ballet. And what I do is I have a team around me that I can send my students to. So if you're not sure in regards to working with professionals, who those professionals are, that's something you can ask your teacher. You can say, do you have a preferred acupuncturist? Do you have a physiotherapist that understands dances? That's what you're looking for. Now, number three is mindset. So I was talking at the beginning about how, you know, the rehabilitation from injury is not just physical, it's also mental. And embracing a positive mindset is really crucial during the rehabilitation process. As a believer in the power of ballet for self-development, remember that challenges are just part of the journey. Like, I think sometimes we get injured and we think our journey's over and we're a little bit dramatic about it. Let's not be dramatic. This is just part of the journey. Challenges is part of the human existence, to be honest. So I'd love you to use this time to focus on mental resilience, visualization techniques, and fostering a strong connection between your mind and body. Yeah. There was a, I don't know whether this is, I guess, an old wives' tale of the ballet world. My ballet teacher used to say it to me multiple times, or just bring it up in class when someone was injured. I don't know why I heard it so many times, because to be honest, I never really suffered major injury, but there's this sort of old wives' tale that ballet teachers tell, and it's about a beautiful professional ballet dancer, and I'm sure it stemmed from some truth somewhere, but she suffered a massive car crash. Yep. And she had two broken legs, broken arms, broken pelvis. She was in hospital forever, basically, is the moral of that story. But what happened was she played classical music. She played her pliés, tendus, jetés, rondeaux, fondue, etc., making her way through the bar. And she did so whilst closing her eyes and imagining and visualizing herself doing the movements. And as the story goes, she got up out of that hospital bed after, you know, all these casts were removed after many, 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 many months. And it was like no time had passed. In fact, as everyone's ballet teacher says, she improved, yeah, because she actually spent so much time visualizing her class and the details and the technique. So injury doesn't necessarily have to mean your ballet journey is over. In fact, you can actually have some positives come out of it. Yes, a moment to just focus on perhaps things that you don't have time to focus on when you are at, you know, full energetic capacity. What I, and by the way, in case I didn't make that clear, that story I have heard several different ballet teachers tell when I was younger, and now I sometimes pull it out with my students. I think it's really inspirational, but I don't know where it exactly came from. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know whether it's true, but it's a lovely story. It's a lovely metaphor. It's a lovely everything. So let's just leave that there. More based in reality, my students who are injured or perhaps they're not feeling fabulous, or I have students with incredibly bad menstrual cramps and they will need to sit out for a lesson. What I get them to do is I actually get them to sit in the corner with a journal, their dance journal or just any notepad, and they actually write down everything that I say. Now, obviously, this doesn't really happen in my adult classes. People just tend to then just not book in and not come, which is totally understandable. You'd feel a little bit like a school-age student if you're sitting in the corner with your notebook, and it would be a bit weird, to be honest. But what you could do as an adult is you could watch some YouTube in your regular ballet class time of a open adult ballet class or an open company class, or you can still do some ballet homework at home. Yeah, it's really inspiring and keep that spark alive. But my school age students, I do encourage them to sit in the corner with their dance journal. And what they do is they read aloud to themselves what's coming out of my mouth, and they write it down. What this does is it's just a different way of processing. And usually they return to the bar and the center work feeling really confident, with a newfound sense of confidence, because what they do when they're sitting is they're becoming really attuned to, oh, that looks really good on that student. I'm going to try that. Oh, I'm not sure about that. I might give that a miss. Or, yes, look, Miss Georgia always tells us to use our head and really turn and use our epaulement strongly. And I can see now the students who aren't doing it and what it looks like when you do it properly. Yeah, so it's a different layering and processing there. So it's not a complete waste. And if you really think about that mindset matters, you can foster a really strong connection between your mind and body during this rehabilitation time. Now, number four is progressive training. So gradually reintroducing yourself to dance activities with low impact exercises, focusing on really building strength and flexibility, and patience here is key. Yep, progressive training. We don't want to rush this process. Incremental progress leads to sustainable improvements, both in technique and overall, well-being. This is really, really important. If you are injured and you used to attend the advanced class, drop it back a notch. Yeah, come to intermediate or even better, beginner. So many people have such a roadblock in their mind about attending a beginner class because, oh, well, I'm not a beginner. Beginner ballet is so hard. I say this all the time, I am so sore after taking my Wednesday beginner adult ballet classes. My legs have to work so hard, but it's in a slow, deep, meaningful, very present way. So it's a great rehabilitation class. So don't get stuck in that mindset of I'm not a beginner. If you are injured, it's really, really important to attend a class that's going to reintroduce you back to the bar in a really safe way. Now, number five is our support system. So I'd love you to surround yourself with a really supportive dance community. I'd love you to share your journey with fellow dancers, your teachers. We spoke about telling your teacher so that they know when you're modifying exercises, you know, and then they can also keep an eye out for you. I have a really beautiful student, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying this. She suffered from a heart attack earlier this year and gave us all a very big fright. The beautiful thing about her is that she is your typical ballet student that pushes herself too much. And I'm the one walking around the room saying, please calm down, make sure that you have a break here. Maybe let's not do that one twice. When everyone does it the second time through, you just stand and just take a few breaths and rest, you know. I'm the one checking in on her. So it's really important to tell your teacher what's going on and build that support system around you. Just to clarify too, she didn't have the heart attack in the ballet class. She had it outside of the dance studio, thank goodness. But yes, gave us all a terrible fright in the community. And but yes, I'm keeping an eye out for her, yeah? So that's super important. Make sure you have a support system. You surround yourself with really supportive and encouraging people. You know, their encouragement can be a really powerful motivator and provide the emotional support needed for a successful comeback. Super important. Number six, and I had to do this, the Balance Ballerina on the Balance Ballerina's podcast has to have as number six, balanced approach. So as someone with a keen interest in balance and discipline, apply these principles to your rehabilitation. I'd love you to find, you know, just some equilibrium between pushing your boundaries and giving your body the rest that it needs. Find that balance, you know, it's not just a physical aspect, but it's also that mental one too. And really just maintain a healthy mindset throughout the process. It is so important to have a balanced approach, and it goes both ways. We don't want to push ourselves too much, but we also don't want to become a couch potato. Yeah, I truly believe that your body, your life is your medicine. And if ballet makes you happy, the quicker you can, like you don't want to rush the process, but the quicker you can get back to the bar, the happier you will be. It's just how you get there and how you approach it. Yeah, super important. Because returning to the dance studio after injury is really, at the end of the day, a testament to your resilience and your dedication. And by listening to your body and working with professionals and really just nurturing a positive mindset, adopting a progressive training approach and building that support system, you can, I truly believe, make a very graceful comeback. I have shared this information before in my Friday newsletter. And I think I've also shared on socials as well, but I thought it needed its own spot on the podcast because it's kind of an important topic. And I oftentimes find, especially with my adult students, and I've had it with my school age students as well, if we have a major injury like a broken arm, or I've had students with a stroke before or different things, what happens is sometimes they can disappear. And then I won't see them reappear for 2 or 3 years. And when they return back, they come up to my desk at the foyer and they're like, hi, it's so good to see you. I have been so scared to return. And we have this conversation where they've been really worried after their injury or after, you know, quite a deep medical episode to return. And so instead of returning after the, you know, 6 week clearance or when they're up to it, you know, that might be 6 months, they return maybe 2-3 years later because they're scared to return. And I don't think it should be as scary as we make it out to be. Yeah. So important to just trust yourself. And like we said, you know, listen to your body. And like I also said, do things that make you happy because your life and your happiness is your medicine. And that's so important. So don't leave it too late. Return to the bar when it's safe. Talk to your teacher. Yes, a conversation goes a long way. And remember that the journey is not just about recovering physically. It's really an opportunity for personal development and growth. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Again, I'm sorry if it sounds a little bit funny. I am working so hard to try and get these levels right on my fancy new mic. But just know that because I have invested in my podcast setup, that there's some pretty special episodes coming along. I'm feeling very inspired to create for you all and keep this community inspired and doing what we all love. I hope you have a wonderful week filled with lots of peace and pliés. And I'll see you in a fortnight. Bye.